the cost of the birth of the mothers. We pay 100% of any cost, either prescriptions, doctor's offices, anything needed for them.
But I didn't realize the emergency room. I guess because everyone had told me when you go to the emergency room, everything, you pay that $200 and that's it. But that's just our plan. That's not typical. Okay. Fortunately, I've not had to go to the emergency room to find out.
It can be good if you're going to get your meds out of pocket, or it can be good if you never go to the doctor's. You have to find your balance there and what you retain.
Gamble a little, go on your history, and then kind of.
But the benefit is, in 10 years, 20 years, you've still got all that money that you've accrued is sitting there. And I could be wrong, but can't you start investing some of that? I mean, you can start doing other things.
It's so much easier to invest in this. And even if an employee was to terminate, that money goes with them.
It stays
their
with
money
them.
To take with them at their account that we open for them.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to, and you don't have to use it within so much time. It goes year to year. So if you build up, I think Mr. Akers said that in his account, because it's been sitting there for so long, mm-hmm. like he said that he had built up a pretty good, you know, so a pretty substantial amount of money to where if something were to happen, he didn't have to try and find it. It was already sitting there in his account, and he's...
It's that
for him. So
pay all of that out of pocket. Mm-hmm.
But in 2 or 3 years, you could essentially have that $4,000 or $5,000, so if something were to happen, you've got it. And you're not having a scramble again.
So, in explain to the employee what they've told me in the other Black County did this last year, is someone that is on it, take one of these 12 that's on it, and if they give their experience and tell the other here, that's the best testimony you can get. And that goes straight in a bank account.
How much can you put in at max?
I
don't know. I can't remember who. Almost, but yet now with your HSA, you do get the vaccinations, the checkups, you get the preventative services, and you still get the teledoc or whatever.
I was going to verify this book on the other day. So even if they did the HSA and you didn't get the $10, it would still only be $45 masks.
Is that what it is?
So even if the majority of the time they even run specials on it with different codes to allow $30 or $45. So even if I do not believe that you tell us it is included in the HSA, but you still have that lower rate for you in that case.
Max would be 45 versus if you go to the doctor's probably what, 80?
Over 100.
Oh, really?
I would say, yeah. In future, my EOD is 180, something like that.
I heard from one commissioner that wanted to increase it. I just didn't hear an amount.
So currently it's at $33.50. Is that right?
$32.50.
It's just based off of what costs the county for
the employee cost
about like on a family plan. Are you saying whatever the difference is between the base plan and the HSA? Pricing, whether it be employee, employee and spouse, employee and child, or employee and family, you have that amount? Is that what you were saying?
Employing children is the most sought after plan around the state, and that's probably because most spouses are working somewhere. I was told today, I don't know if that's correct or not, David should know, that the state, the reason that Cole County had to do it is because the state being right there, that they match 80% for the children. They pay the state. Cole County had said the state being right here, but I don't know what they're talking about, if all the states are saying, but that they had to do something to keep employees because the state was matching 80%.
I don't know. She's saying that she found out this morning. She's saying you may know because your wife works with the state. That's why she's doing that. You can put $3,600 into self and $7,200 for family. Telemedicine does not go with the HSA plan. It's only preventive care, and then everything else is after the government.
But didn't you say it's max of 45?
Mm-hmm. But like you said, they do commonly.
$30, sometimes $20.
Yeah.
And that's a big savings compared to just going out on your own.
Going to the doctor.
This is the only thing you do. You just have to call the insurance company and let them know to finish the portal then.
Mm-hmm. had some questions on the question that I gave her the check that he was sent out. Okay.
So, if you look at it from the standpoint of what David said,
do you think it would make a difference, Don, when you go into the training of the employees, I'm calling it training, in regard to this? Do you think it's going to make a difference in educating the people about the health savings plan?
I think it's
going to make a
difference this year where we're going to go to each of the patients, go to the office, we'll have them, we're going to meet these smaller meetings for employees, where we might be more interested in the meeting and attract more people to the meetings.
No, it's me, I interrupt you. Do you think it would make a difference in the amount of money you tell them that they go into their savings account this year? No. You can't read their mind, can you?
If the cost for dependent care of employee and children. You probably have this. Is that the 339?
Employee and spouse monthly paid by employees.
Sorry, 214.50.
That's employee and child.
So if we do employee and child.
Don, for the health savings, do you have what it is there, the employee and child? Okay, I see the buy up in
there.
How much?
So that's the difference of...
Oh, okay. That's why.
Yeah, so it shows children,
employee and children, 981.
That's a difference of $12.50. Just on the children portion. And then a difference of, you said $33.50? So it's $46 if we were to do what David was talking about on a employee and children, we would put $46 into the HSA for that employee and children. If we were to do the difference between what the county pays in current and student. Plan A versus the HSA. So essentially that's just the difference in the insurance cost deposited to the HSA. Employee and children, it's $46 a month. And then they can put another. Do most people put in money towards an HSA? Regardless of whatever.
And it could be more next year. They've got to understand, grow with it. And there again, it depends on their situation, what else they're doing. If they're building a new home or something, they're probably not going to be. Have to put money into it right now.